I'm Claire Buchanan. A state Senate committee learned more this week about the pandemic's effects on learning for Illinois students. Robin Staines is president of the education advocacy nonprofit Advance Illinois. She said COVID-19 has placed a reliance on remote learning that's put students at a disadvantage.
There's research that backs up that even when you do remote learning extended and everybody has the devices and equipment and access and broadband and technology support they need, it doesn't work the same for everybody. It does not work as well, particularly for students of color, particularly for students from low-income families.
Staines says white students have lost 6 months of learning on average. The loss is more than 10 months for black students and more than 12 months for those from low-income families. Staines says the learning losses because of COVID will probably continue into next year. In other news, the mayor of DeKalb announced Thursday that he's not seeking a second term in the spring. Chase Kavanaugh has more.
Mayor Jerry Smith was elected in 2017 and has been a resident since the 1960s. He says one factor in the decision was age, citing his coming 77th birthday.
Given my age, given the fact that we are in a position where we're going to continue to make great progress, and given the fact that I know my wife is certainly supportive of this decision that we've made, now is the right time.
Smith says the city is in a good position when it comes to economic development, and noted that the arrival of Facebook and Ferrara will help with future tax revenue. He says this money can help with larger projects like fixing roads. He says conversations should continue on social justice and public safety. I'm Chase Kavanaugh.
The Illinois unemployment rate fell slightly in August. The State Department of Employment Security announced the rate is at 11%. Non-farm payrolls added 66,000 jobs in August. The state's unemployment rate was 2.5 percentage points higher than the national rate. Administrators at the University of Illinois Urbana campus want to expand their testing program to the broader Champaign-Urbana community. U of I Chancellor Robert Jones says there's no evidence that students have infected people outside the immediate campus community. That's despite a surge in COVID-19 cases on campus earlier this month. Still, Jones says he wants to expand the university's testing program to people who aren't U of I students or employees. And they plan to do so with a newly acquired mobile testing lab. I'm Claire Buchanan.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The SIU Board of Trustees announced the SIU System Commitment Initiative yesterday. The program will begin in fall 2021 and will cover tuition and mandatory fees for four-year undergraduates from Illinois who have a family income of less than $63,575 and meet basic requirements. The meeting also included a presentation of an underrepresented group report from 2019. Highlights from the report include more than a 50% increase in Hispanic enrollment at SIU Carbondale and the development of an equity ecosystem at SIU School of Medicine. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is reminding mandated reporters it's especially important right now to watch kids for signs of abuse and neglect. Many kids have been isolated at home for months, making it hard for teachers, coaches, daycare providers, and doctors to detect any problems at home. But as schools, some sports, and other activities open back up, DCFS Acting Director Mark Smith says everyone should pay close attention.
This is really a good opportunity that if you see something, you should say something, feeling comfortable to reach out to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services in order to make sure that those kids are protected. A lot of people are seeing children who have been at home alone for the last few months, and I think this is a really important opportunity for us to make sure that those children are safe and cared for.
And September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and the Illinois Department of Public Health says this is especially important during the pandemic. 1-800-273-TALK is the hotline. Good morning. I'm Leah Lerner.